Welcome to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. Let's get today's show started with your host and founder of the BD Academy, Rob Brown.
Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Accounting Influencers podcast.
My name is Rob Brown and today I'll be sharing with you what you can expect from this radio show over the next few months and even years.
The Accounting Influencers podcast is mainly for accountants in the larger accounting firms, particularly those who lead them and or have work-winning responsibilities. It's also for the experts who serve accounting firms in areas such as tech, consulting, coaching, training, and mentoring. In each episode, I'll interview a standout accounting leader or influencer about what makes the good accounting firms great and what makes the good accountants world-class. Specifically, we'll ask about what makes the top firms grow, thrive, and differentiate in today's competitive accounting world. As of now, we have 178 guests lined up to appear on the show, which should take us a few years to get through. Some guests will be so good, we'll have them on more than once. The guests are of two main types.
First are the practitioners. So we'll have guests that are firm-wide leaders, managing partners, CEOs, seasoned rainmakers or top BD or marketing directors of these large accounting firms and of the networks that they're a part of. The second kind of guest are the thought leaders. These are accounting profession influencers, disruptors and thinkers who advise and train and serve and speak into the top 100 accounting firms. Some of them are experts like commentators and authors and consultants. Others are in business themselves, like the suppliers and vendors and partners to the top 100 accounting firms. All of these people know what's going on inside and outside the profession and can speak with authority on what it takes to make good firms great. So in a moment, I'll share with you what some of the questions are going to be that we'll ask these guests and share with you some of the topics we'll be covering. But before we jump into that, let me just explain why our company, the BD Academy, decided to start this podcast. There were three shifts that prompted this show. The first is that there is no one guru. Nobody knows it all. There's no one person, book, website, or resource that has all the answers to what makes good accounting firms great. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Lots of pieces, each one part of the big picture. Some of the secrets come from inside the firms themselves. Some come from the outside, the wise sages who see what's coming before anyone else. That's why we'll be interviewing them all to get the full picture, to stimulate the debate, to give large firms the very latest and best intel on what's working and what isn't, on what threats and opportunities are coming up. That takes an army of thinkers and practitioners. There's no one guru. Hence a regular podcast to get the news and views of all the people that count. The other danger of relying on one voice, one guru, one consultant, one way, one approach is that you lose perspective. There's very little original content out there. There's a lot of copycats, a lot of sharing of the same information. And for large accounting firms to succeed in today's aggressively competitive world, they need insight, guidance, inspiration. They need education over entertainment. And they want stuff that's new and fresh. Otherwise, if you all listen to the same stuff, there's a zero-sum game and nobody gets ahead. The second reason we're doing this podcast is that we recognize that firms are overwhelmed with data. Information's readily available everywhere and it's instantly accessible. So forget the technical and technological side of accounting. I'm talking here just about the growth stuff, the success stuff. It's hard to keep up. Mindset, marketing, BD, culture, leadership. You can get all of that from Google. But who can know what's right and what isn't? Who can say what will work and what won't? Who can tell what to pay attention to and what to ignore? Who can show you where to invest and where to avoid? That's why I will be acting as your guide, the doorway to the insights, the opinions, the observations, and the predictions of those in the know. I'll be helping you break through the bull, the waffle, the copycat, and the hype, and help you get to what's really working. The third reason why we're doing this podcast is that audio is the future. That's not me saying that. That's social media guru Gary Vaynerchuk. If you Google his name, you'll see him all over the place. He says that it's not video, but it's audio that is the future. And what's the evidence for this? Well, one in five queries made by search are through voice. This is on phones and through Google. And we know that audio is eclipsing video by 76% year on year. Why? because the smartphone has changed the game. For instance, more 16 to 30 year olds are listening to podcasts instead of music during the commutes, all because it saves them time, and time is what humans value most. Vaynerchuk says that because we're now consuming multiple sources of media at once, podcasts and audio are destined to win. Audiobooks are becoming more popular. We can check our email while listening to a podcast, we can exercise while listening to an audiobook, and we can take notes while listening to music. With video, you can't do both. It takes all of your attention to consume that content the second it starts. So audio and voice are by far the most natural way for humans to interact. We all like to speak, we all like to listen. Apparently, there was roughly 1.5 times more audio consumed than video in 2016. And I'm not going to lie, I want your attention. I'll be uncovering all the great stuff to help accounting firms grow and thrive. And if I want your attention, audio is probably the best way to do that. And I want to be your guide throughout it all. I've got a much better chance of getting your attention by leading with an audio podcast like this than with any other medium. So, that's the three reasons we started the show. What can you expect to hear when you listen to each episode? Well, first, each show is going to be 30 minutes or less. And if you've got a great podcast app on your phone, you might like to do like I do and play it at a faster speed. Hey, we're all time poor these days. But a few minutes every week to share what's making good accounting firms great will really move the dial for you. You already know the two types of guests I'll be interviewing. And occasionally I'll do an episode myself with feedback on perhaps an accounting conference, a book, a resource, an idea, or an experience that's really making a difference to large firms like yours. Second, let's look at the content of these shows. Guests will be asked questions such as, what makes a good accounting firm great in the top 100? What do progressive, thriving accounting firms do really well? How are the top 100 accounting firms winning work, doing business development, and achieving growth? What are the trends, the stats, the critical issues shaping large accounting firms? And what makes a top performer, work winner, or a promotable accountant in a large firm? Incidentally, if you've got other questions you'd like me to be asking, let me know. Connect to me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at TheRobBrown or email me rob@bdacademy.pro. And if you know someone who would be a perfect guest on the show, or even if you yourself would like to be a guest, get in touch. The more input we get from our listeners, the better the show will be. The topics we plan to discuss will include growth, legacy, value, leadership, contribution, succession, culture, business development, marketing, positioning, branding, differentiation, reputation, trust, winning work, sales, mindset, technology, recruitment, trends, disruptors, threats, and opportunities. Next, let's talk for a minute about who will listen to this show. The audience is going to be made up of three kinds of listeners.
Obviously, with a name like Accounting Influencers, it's all about the ambitious accounting firms, the people in them, and the people outside who serve them.
These are world-class people, managing partners, chairmen, CEOs, executive board members, partners and senior partners, directors and managers, heads of departments like BD, marketing, L&D and HR, plus the many heads of functions and heads of offices. These are the people that set policy, model culture, define strategy and drive change in a large accounting firm. They need the right insight and drive to set the course and lead responsibly.
The Accounting Influencers podcast will give them valuable information about what other progressive accounting firms are doing well and not so well.
The next group of listeners will come from the rank and file in large accounting firms, the engine room, the fee earners, the professionals lower down the food chain who really want to make a difference. This is professional development. These are the ones that are pushing for partner, looking for ways to serve clients better, looking for strategies to win more work, become more of a trusted advisor, and build a formidable client portfolio and even win more referrals. The final group of listeners will be people like me, my peers, perhaps some competitors, people with a vested interest in the top 100 accounting firms. It's a great way for people like this to stay up to date and gain valuable insights from other experts in the accounting profession. Listen, the bottom line is this. Accounting firms all over the UK and all over the world are looking for growth in a crowded Me Too market. Certainly in the UK, the Big Four own 62% market share, so there's still a lot to play for. However, winning work is getting harder, particularly winning the best and most lucrative clients. Growth by mergers and acquisitions is the path some firms are setting. But significant organic growth is possible if firms take advantage of the strategies, insights, and ideas shared in these interviews.
Of course, I have a vested interest in knowing what makes the good accounting firms great. Our Business Development Academy works primarily with larger accounting firms to increase their work winning or business development capability. We also train accountants in smaller firms who carry the responsibility of winning work and bringing in new clients. Our BD Academy training programs transform accountants into confident, effective, and strategic work winners. This means they win much more of the right kinds of work and clients that drive the growth of your accounting firm. If you lead an accounting firm and invest in the BD skills of your people, your succession plan is significantly boosted. After all, we'll help you train up an army of committed, confident, skilled, and effective work winners to be your partners of the future. You'll also find recruitment of top talent easier, and this is a big challenge. The BD Academy is a very attractive career-focused training program that helps growing accounting firms appeal to top grads and very skilled accountants. From experience, we also know the BD Academy helps drive an enhanced work-winning culture in your accounting firm. It creates an ecosystem of rainmaking that generates real buzz and hunger within ambitious accounting firms to win work and generate new business. Finally, if you want to ensure you hit your revenue projections, the BD Academy has a track record of bringing in an extra 2 to 3 million or more to your firm's bottom line in new business and cross sales in a short space of time. This is equal to 20 million or more with good client retention and proper service. As an example, one of our clients is a top 30 accounting firm, which has recently added 2.3 million of new work from the BD Academy program. And this work is made up of advisory, compliance, and cross-selling fees. And this represents 15 to 20 million in lifetime value for the firm. And when you consider that their client base is largely rural, agricultural, manufacturing, this represents a stellar impact on revenue. There's plenty more on the BD Academy website at bdacademy.pro. And depending on your plans to grow, win market share, and become more profitable, the BD Academy might be a really good fit for your firm. To finish this opening episode of the Accounting Influencers podcast, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for recommending this to others, and even for leaving a review on iTunes or similar if you feel so inclined. If you're not already, make sure to subscribe to the show in iTunes or your favorite podcast player. I'd love to know what you think of the Accounting Influencers podcast personally. Your suggestions are really welcome. Connect with me on LinkedIn or on Twitter at TheRobBrown. Until next time, have a fantastic day and welcome officially to the Accounting Influencers podcast.
You've been listening to Accounting Influencers, the podcast for accounting leaders and influencers who want to know exactly what makes the good firms great and the great accountants world class. For show notes on today's and other episodes, plus some great blogs and resources to help accountants lead, sell, and perform at the highest levels, go to bdacademy.pro. Until next time, have a fantastic day.